Unit 6, Defending Ourselves Against Disasters. Warming up. Now you will hear a public announcement. Listen carefully and answer the following questions according to what you hear.
The word from scientists and politicians is to get ready. Get ready for earthquakes. Get ready for global warming. Get ready for nature because nature is not your faithful friend. Changing climate patterns and natural disasters bring about real problems and challenges for every person on this planet. This has always been the case for mankind. However, these changes are occurring more rapidly than ever before, and the disasters are becoming more severe. In order to survive, people must work together to defend themselves. We must come up with new ideas for our preservation. We must also develop new technologies, such as pre-warning systems that can tell us when disasters are on their way. For more information on how you can protect yourself, visit your local library for books on the subject of survival or view the government website.
Listening, understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
1.
We were struck by an earthquake last week, storms this week, and reports show a tornado is on its way. What did we do to deserve this?
Deserve has nothing to do with it. It's nature. We've just got to ready ourselves against it.
Question: how does the man feel?
Two.
I'm worried our home won't stand up to an earthquake if one should come.
Perhaps not, but I built it to withstand a flood, and I think it should do that just fine. After all, floods are our concern in this region, not earthquakes.
Question: what was the man thinking about when he built his house?
3.
Did you see the news? An earthquake hit Japan today.
Oh, that's terrible. Just a week ago, there were earthquakes in the U.S. and China. I hope we can learn to protect ourselves from them.
Question: what is the conversation about?
4.
Many voters are concerned about the rising costs of fuel.
I think they're being a little short-sighted. Rising fuel costs are good for the environment because higher costs force people to consume less resources. Question: what can be inferred from the conversation?
5.
Is it just my imagination, or are the winters not as cold as they used to be?
I don't think you're imagining it. Many other people are saying the same thing, and some are worried that it's signaling something bad to come.
Question: what do some people expect?
6.
If anyone knows a better energy source than oil, share your idea with the class.
I might have an answer. Wind power is renewable, clean, and can be obtained in more places than oil. Question: what can be inferred from the conversation?
7.
You're too young to remember, but in the 1970s, there was a terrible energy crisis.
I've read about it. And if we want to avoid another one and protect what we have, I think we must learn how to conserve our resources. Question: what has the woman read about?
8.
You've been standing here all day. What are you doing?
I'm talking to people about our shrinking forests. It's a very important issue. If forests aren't protected, we won't have any trees left.
Question: what is the man doing?
Nine.
New regulations will require most factories to reduce waste output by 30 to 35%.
Some will only have to cut waste by only 2 or 3%, but we're going to be hit hard by this new law. We're going to get it down by 50%.
Question: how much will the speaker's factory have to cut waste by?
10.
Can you go upstairs, gather the newspapers in your room, and bring them downstairs, honey? I'm going to make a run to the recycling plant.
Can I do it after school? I'm really in a hurry.
Question: where are the speakers?
11. Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation, followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Today we're very lucky to have with us a special guest, so I want you all to say hello to Officer Mitchell.
Thank you, Ms. Lewis. I'm here to tell you about being safe during an earthquake. To start, does anybody have any questions? Anybody? Anyone at all? Would anyone like?
Officer Mitchell, I think the students are a little shy. How about I ask you some questions?
Sure, that'd be fine.
What should I do in an earthquake?
You should find a secure location to wait it out, like under a heavy table or desk, or in an interior hallway where you can brace yourself between 2 walls. Doorways are the safest places to stand, thanks to the strong beams overhead. However, watch out for swinging doors and stay away from windows.
What if I'm outside?
In that case, you should get into an open area, away from falling buildings, trees, and other things. And if you're in a crowded public area, you should crouch low, with your hands protecting your head and neck.
That sounds like good advice. But what if I am driving?
Then pull over to the side of the road, stop, and wait until the quake has ended. Remember, earthquakes, like so many other things in nature, are dangerous.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What are the speakers talking about? 2. Where is the conversation taking place? 3. Where is the best place to stay inside a building during an earthquake? 4. Under what circumstance should a person get low and protect his or her head during an earthquake? 5. Where should a person stop his or her car during an earthquake? 6. Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices. How should we feel when told the earth is going to die? Should we feel responsible, troubled, upset? I don't think so. I've come to realize that mankind is unable to kill the earth. Yes, we can change it, but the earth has been changed before and has not died yet. For example, during the past 1.65 million years, there have been four major and many minor episodes of global cooling. These episodes resulted in the southward surge of huge fields of glacial ice in both North America and Eurasia. These episodes also caused great migrations of animals and plants, and yet the Earth remained. The Earth also survived greater changes, ones that caused mass extinctions of animals. During a 6 to 8 million year time period around 380 million years ago, only 300 species groups were left in existence, and still the Earth remained. It would have survived if only 250 or 200 groups had lived, or even 100. So what should we do when we are told that the Earth will die? Well, we probably shouldn't listen. The Earth will survive. We, on the other hand, may not. And so, it is in our best interest to conserve resources and defend ourselves against natural disasters. Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
1. What is the speaker talking about? 2. What caused great migrations of animals and plants? 3. How many groups of species were left around 380 million years ago? 4. What should we worry about most? 5. What should we defend ourselves against?
6. Understanding a radio program. Task 1. Now you will hear a recording. Listen carefully and complete the following sentences with the word groups provided. Each word group will be used no more than once. Note, there are two extra word groups.
More than 24 hours after tragedy struck South and Central Asia, the cleanup's already underway in Islamabad. But this is what actually happened at the same spot, 100 kilometers away from the epicenter of the 7.6 earthquake. Seconds after the earth shook, a massive cloud of dust is all that can be seen of a multi-story building in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. But the epicenter was in the Kashmiri Mountains, near here, Muzaffarabad, the capital of Pakistan-administered Kashmir. It's a very mountainous region, remote at the best of times. Victims are in need in similarly treacherous terrain in the northwestern frontier province. No one knows how long it will take for rescuers and aid to get to such places. Road access is likely to be limited, if not impossible. Until then, like here in Afghanistan, people are using their bare hands to clear debris. Too late for this 10-year-old girl. Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf and his government tried to assure the public that everything is being done to help victims. The earthquake and continuing aftershocks struck in a heavily militarized region. That may be an advantage now. There are reports of extraordinary cooperation between the Pakistani and Indian soldiers in disputed Kashmir.
In some of the areas, the army was already deployed, and they immediately started the rescue works. And in the other areas, the rescue teams are being flown through the helicopters.
But the need is overwhelming and urgent. Unknown numbers of people are sleeping in the open, and they've lost everything.
Speaking.
Model dialogues.
Predicting.
1.
We're going to have a picnic this afternoon. Will you come with us?
I'd like to, but I think it's going to rain.
I bet you are wrong about that. It's going to be a lovely day, not a cloud in the sky.
But the weather forecast predicts we will have some rain today.
2.
Are you determined to walk through the woods by yourself?
Yeah, I am.
Won't you take a guide with you?
No, I'm sure I won't get lost in the woods.
Promising.
1.
I heard you are going to the post office. Can I count on you to express mail this letter for me? It has to be mailed today.
Yes, you can count on me.
You won't forget? I know you have a busy schedule.
I won't forget. You can be sure of that.
This is really important to me.
Don't worry. I promise I'll do it for you.
2.
Remember, it's Bob's birthday this Sunday.
I won't forget it. I will send him a present.
Can you also send him a card with both of our names on it?
Definitely. I promise I'll do that.
Reminding.
1.
I have to go to work. Have a nice day. Bye.
Remember to buy some milk on your way back.
No problem. I'll do that.
And don't forget to buy some cat food.
Don't worry. I won't.
2.
Did you remember to call Jane?
Oh, I totally forgot to. I'm sorry.
Well, remember to call her as soon as possible.
I'll do it in a minute. Speaking practice. Earthquake weapons? Now listen to a passage and give a speech in response to the questions asked. Your speech should be no shorter than 10 sentences. Write out your speech before delivering it in front of your classmates. Earthquakes are destructive forces that can kill thousands and destroy entire cities. In modern times, one of the most disastrous earthquakes occurred in China in 1976, when more than 250,000 people were killed in the city of Tangshan. Other terrible earthquakes have happened around the world, along fault lines when pressure under the Earth's crust was finally released. Some people have considered developing weapons that could make earthquakes happen inside an enemy country. If such weapons were really possible, a country could simply push a button and make an earthquake happen under the feet of an enemy population. Bombs and armies would no longer be necessary.
Listening and speaking.
Task 1. Fill in the following table according to what you hear.
Since oil first started being used to generate a mass amount of energy, its problems have been obvious to people. And in recent years, oil's problems have been increasingly troublesome. At this point, it's clear that we need to be developing other methods for generating energy. One major problem is that oil is very dirty. Oil burning leads to the release of gases that pollute the environment. Problems resulting from this include global warming and health concerns for people. Oil drilling also causes environmental problems, as oil coming up to the surface of the ground spills into the surrounding land. A second major problem is that oil transportation is dangerous to wildlife. Oil spills, possible when we transport oil by ship, are extremely deadly to marine life. And a third major problem is that oil is limited. Since oil takes millions of years to form, and since we are using a lot of it, we will eventually run out. When that day comes, the world will be in real trouble. Thus, it's better to develop new methods for generating energy now.
Homework. Language sense enhancement. Now listen to a speech and try to imitate the speaker.
This catastrophe has brought the world closer together in a spirit of common humanity. It has been a brutal reminder of the force of nature, but also of the inspiring capacity of mankind to ease the suffering of others in their hour of need. Australia, in its distinctive, practical way, will remain in the forefront of helping those who have lost and suffered so much.
Supplementary Listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
What's keeping you from joining the environmental movement?
You're going to start bothering me about that again. Didn't Mom and Dad tell you to leave me alone about this talk?
We're grown people. Mom and Dad can't order me to do anything I don't want to do.
Or stop doing something either, right? But really, I don't want to be bothered with environmental movements.
Why not?
I don't have the time.
You're kidding, right? You played computer games all day yesterday. You have time.
Well, I don't think it's important.
What? Rising pollution, growing deserts, warming temperatures, shrinking forests? They aren't important? Hey now, all of these problems are going to lead to the end of human beings on this planet. Not just trouble, but end. Nothing. Zero.
Ooh, stop being boring.
I'm not being boring. I'm telling you the facts about the condition of the world.
Okay. Think of it from my perspective. If the world is going to end for people, time is even more precious, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't want to waste my time by joining an environmental movement or by talking about boring things with you.
I'm going to tell Mom you said that.
Mom isn't the boss of me.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What are the speakers talking about? 2. What is the relationship between the two speakers? 3. How does the woman feel about her parents? 4. What did the man do yesterday? 5. What can be inferred from the conversation?
2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Heartbreaking stories of hunger are starting to flow out of the West African nation of Niger. Though the problem for Niger is great, the broader fact is that the country's 2.9 million hungry people are just a fraction of Africa's 31.1 million people without food. Despite progress in boosting democracy, ending wars, and furthering economic growth, Africa is the only region in the world becoming less and less able to feed itself. Reasons include the relentless spread of deserts, high population growth, bad governance, and the world community's flawed hunger response system. Things are moving in the wrong direction. If we look at Africa as a whole, all the projections are that poverty and hunger are going to get worse. In 1970, Africa had 10 million starving children. By 1997, there were 18 million. The global trend, meanwhile, moved in the opposite direction. 203 million hungry children in 1970, down to 166 million in 1997. Aid is now flowing in. Last Thursday and Friday, 306 tons of beans and oil were delivered. On Friday, 28 tons of high-energy biscuits were flown in from Italy. On Saturday, a French aid organization sent 20 tons of milk and food. The UN now says it will double the number of people it plans to feed to 2.5 million.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What is the speaker talking about? 2. How many people lack food in Africa today? 3. What is one reason for food shortages in Africa? 4. What is a trend the speaker mentions? 5. What does the UN intend to do? 3. Now you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 1 to 7 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 8 to 10, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage. Some parts of the earth are more likely to have quakes than others. This is usually true of mountainous areas, because there the thickness of rocks, which make up the earth's crust, is not even. It is easy to understand why people are so frightened by earthquakes. People used to think that when there was an earthquake, the ground opened, swallowed great numbers of people, and then closed. Those who were killed disappeared forever, people thought. Now we know this does not happen. What we need to fear most are the after effects of a serious earthquake: fires, floods, and landslides. But if we're careful, we don't really need to be afraid of the danger. Since the Yellowstone earthquake, some people have said that they would never revisit that area. They said they were afraid of being caught in a landslide occurring after the earthquake. This is actually a foolish idea. Such a fear would keep us away from mountains the rest of our lives. Even though earthquakes happen every day, something like the Yellowstone earthquake does not happen very often. We can realize gratefully that few of us will suffer because of such a disaster. At the same time, we can understand the need of being ready to help those who do suffer such trouble. Now the passage will be read again. Some parts of the earth are more likely to have quakes than others. This is usually true of mountainous areas, because there the thickness of rocks, which make up the earth's crust, is not even. It is easy to understand why people are so frightened by earthquakes. People used to think that when there was an earthquake, the ground opened, swallowed great numbers of people, and then closed. Those who were killed disappeared forever, people thought. Now we know this does not happen. What we need to fear most are the after effects of a serious earthquake: fires, floods, and landslides. But if we're careful, we don't really need to be afraid of the danger. Since the Yellowstone earthquake, some people have said that they would never revisit that area. They said they were afraid of being caught in a landslide occurring after the earthquake. This is actually a foolish idea. Such a fear would keep us away from mountains the rest of our lives.
Even though earthquakes happen every day, something like the Yellowstone earthquake does not happen very often. We can realize gratefully that few of us will suffer because of such a disaster. At the same time, we can understand the need of being ready to help those who do suffer such trouble. Now the passage will be read for the third time. Some parts of the earth are more likely to have quakes than others. This is usually true of mountainous areas, because there the thickness of rocks, which make up the earth's crust, is not even. It is easy to understand why people are so frightened by earthquakes. People used to think that when there was an earthquake, the ground opened, swallowed great numbers of people, and then closed. Those who were killed disappeared forever, people thought. Now we know this does not happen. What we need to fear most are the after effects of a serious earthquake: fires, floods, and landslides. But if we're careful, we don't really need to be afraid of the danger. Since the Yellowstone earthquake, some people have said that they would never revisit that area. They said they were afraid of being caught in a landslide occurring after the earthquake. This is actually a foolish idea. Such a fear would keep us away from mountains the rest of our lives. Even though earthquakes happen every day, something like the Yellowstone earthquake does not happen very often. We can realize gratefully that few of us will suffer because of such a disaster. At the same time, we can understand the need of being ready to help those who do suffer such trouble.